About 25 seventh graders shuffle into their English class at Parkside Middle School in Manchester. They plunk their backpacks to the floor, open zippers, and slide out their textbooks.
So we need to do a little bit of review on the character.
Alicia Hansen-Prue is writing questions on the blackboard. Like a skilled MC, her eyes dart around the room to make sure the group is engaged.
Okay. Hopefully the teacher is not just lecturing at the front of the classroom. Hopefully the teacher is facilitating and helping kids to facilitate their own education, letting them really show you what they know and what they can do.
Hansen-Prue says a year-long teaching internship took the blinders off any preconceived notions she had about teaching.
It's an interesting concept to think about servicing 30 people or more who all want some piece of you at the exact same minute. And you have to be able to multitask in a way that no class ever really prepares you for. You don't understand the depth of that until you're in the classroom.
Hansen-Prue has been teaching now for 8 years, but close to half of all new teachers leave the trenches after the first 5 years. Why the low retention rate? Some policy activists say that many teachers aren't truly prepared to manage a class of diverse learners. They also argue that colleges don't have high enough admission standards.
Do you know that it is actually easier to get into a school of education in almost any state than it is to qualify to play college athletics? And I think that's just wrong.
That's Kate Walsh. She's the president of the National Council on Teacher Quality, a private nonprofit think tank that advocates for reforms in teacher policies. The council is rating programs at more than 1,100 teaching colleges. Once they compile their findings, they'll publish them in the U.S. News and World Report. Walsh says the council wants to raise the bar on what teachers need to know in core subjects like math, reading, and science. To judge a program's caliber, the council's team of experts looks at syllabi, textbooks, and other coursework materials. The council will also scrutinize student internships, especially since in a previous study they conducted, most didn't measure up.
Very few of them actually ensure that our next generation of teachers are being trained in the classroom of a highly effective teacher. You would never expect to see doctors trained that way. You'd never say, well, doesn't matter who trains this doctor, anybody will do. But in the teaching profession, that's certainly been the case.
Walsh says she expects to provide evidence that low-performing programs shouldn't even be in operation. To get its data, the National Council on Teacher Quality may hit some roadblocks. For one thing, many institutions oppose the study. Deans from about 40 education schools sent a letter to the council criticizing its methodology and lack of transparency. 7 schools in the Granite State were asked to participate. So far, only the University of New Hampshire is cooperating. Tom Schramm directs the graduate education program at UNH. He applauds the study's goals, but says its research doesn't probe deep enough.
To simply ask for a copy of a syllabus and a copy of the list of books you use is such a small part. They're not looking at what's happening with our graduates, our placement rate. We have 5-year surveys of our graduates. That's a lot of good information. They weren't asking for things like that.
To use a sports analogy, Schramm says you can't predict how well a football team will perform in a game just by viewing its training schedule and equipment. The National Council on Teacher Quality may not get a pat on the back for its research methods, but it is cranking up to full volume the disputes on how to train teachers. In New Hampshire, a statewide task force is currently reviewing not only how to teach the teachers, but also how to evaluate and pay them. Again, UNH Program Director Tom Schramm.
Because we are preparing the teachers who will be teaching in the state, there will be some nod toward this teacher evaluation model within our teacher ed programs.
This is why, for the first time, Schramm and his cohorts from at least 10 other colleges are meeting regularly to raise important issues like,
what could people like myself at the university do to support a school's or a school district's efforts to mentor beginning teachers in a way that didn't simply follow, but actually built upon what they'd done as pre-service interns.
As Schramm explains, an education major's schooling begins at college, But it doesn't need to end there. For NHPR News, this is Cheryl Rich Kern.